Straight Talk on WRHI is presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Now here's Manning Kimmel broadcasting live from Substation 2 on Cherry Road in Rock Hill with Straight Talk, selected by the South Carolina Broadcasters Association as the state's top public affairs program.
And a good afternoon. Welcome into Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop, for another edition of our Straight Talk program, presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Our thanks to our co-sponsor today, Comporium, your friendly neighborhood tech giant. Piedmont Medical Center is with us today, a community built on care. You can find out more about them online at piedmontmedicalcenter.com. Today, Leslie Starnes is with us. She's the executive director of Family Promise of York County, which just happens to be one block away, not even a block away, from where a broadcast house is located, right there on Confederate Avenue and Main Street. Is that where you are? Okay. So, Leslie, get a little closer to that microphone and tell everybody a little bit about you, if you would.
Hi, my name's Leslie Starnes. I'm, like you said, the director of Family Promise. I've been with Family Promise since 2006. I have a Master's of Social Work degree and started out there as the case manager, helping families sustain their housing, and then moved up to become the executive director in 2015.
There you are.
Yes.
So explain to the audience what it is that Family Promise does.
Okay, so Family Promise is a homeless shelter whose main focus is to provide shelter to families without homes. We help them by providing meals, shelter service, and case management services to help them regain self-sufficiency and independence in their own homes after following the loss of their homes.
And I'm sure you could sit here all afternoon and tell me the kinds of stories that these people are telling you about how they got into these conditions.
Yes, most of them, it's the situation that caused them to become homeless. You know, it might be a job loss or somebody in the family got sick. And most of our families nowadays do not have a substantial savings account where when they lose some of their income due to these issues, it causes them to become evicted. And then those families have nowhere to go if they don't have any family here to help them out. And so they usually end up on the streets or in their vehicles or at local hotels. And so that's where they come to us from. And we try to help them overcome whatever barrier it was that led to their homeless situation and help them get back on their feet and into their own housing again.
So when somebody comes to you, is there a process that you take them through trying to figure out what a potential solution might be to get them out of this predicament?
Yes. When they first contact us about their situation, we get some information, just general information, over the phone. And then they come and meet with me for usually about an hour where we talk about what led to them being homeless. You know, was it a job loss? Was it a loss of a family member? Maybe there was a divorce or a death in the family. And so we gather all that information to try to see what the needs of the family are. And then we speak to them in depth about our program and what we're here to do and how we're able to help so that they can make a decision if it's something that they mutually want to partner with us to get themselves better and get out of the situation.
Well, give me an example of what one solution might be for somebody you talk to.
Okay, so if they come to us and they've lost their employment, the first thing we try to do is make referrals to different agencies that can help them with finding employment. We offer them a computer lab that they can go to and fill out job applications online. We set them up with SC Works and get them a job counselor. If they need voc rehab services because maybe they have a disability or an addiction issue that may have led to them not being able to handle employment or handle a job for long term, we will make a referral there for them to get services with them. if it's just that they have income and it's not enough to sustain their housing, then we discuss with them other ways to either improve their educational level to maybe get a better paying job, or discuss things such as getting a second job if that's feasible for the family. Other options can be, you know, helping them come up to solutions about whether or not a family member could let them stay with them for a while, if that's going to be an option for them.
So are most of the people who come to see you, are they actually families, like a mom and a dad with some children, or a mom with some children, or a dad with some children?
They are. We're fortunate that we can take single moms with children, and we also, because of our setup, can take single dads that have custody of their children, and we help two-parent families with children. We've also in the past had some what we call non-traditional families, where there might be a grandparent that has custody of their grandchildren, or aunts and uncles that have custody.
So I'm thinking about the family who comes to you, and they got no place to stay, spend the night.
Right.
And they're out of money. I'm sure that happens more often than not.
It does. Unfortunately, the need is greater than the capacity for who we can serve at the moment. With COVID, we've been fortunate that we did get a grant through the City of Rock Hill with the CDBG CV money to offer some hotel stays for families. So we are able to immediately place them in a hotel so that we can try to help alleviate some of the stress of trying to figure out where they're going to sleep at night, so that we can then either work with them to come up with a solution, or some of them, they may know that they have a family member, say, in another part of the state that they could go move in with, but they can't get there for a few days. So we can help put them in a hotel for short term while they are trying to either get into a shelter or get to another family member to stay with.
Wow. So when you say short term, what are we talking about, a night or two?
Usually we can do up to five nights at a time. And then if they need additional time, we approve that on a case-by-case basis. We try not to make it long-term stays in hotels, because those are not the best situations for children to be in. But at the same time, we don't want to see them on the streets.
Now, do you house anybody at your building right there at Main and Confederate? I mean, will people sleep there overnight?
We do not. That building serves as our day center. So that is where our families can be when they are not at the churches or at our duplex. And that we have shower facilities there. We have a kitchen, laundry room. It's where they store their belongings. And they're able to do their job searches and meet with their case manager there. But at night, pre-COVID, they would actually spend the night at local churches a week at a time. And we call those our host churches. And we had 12 churches here in the area that'll host those families a week at a time. They start on Sunday night at a church, and they go back to that same church until Sunday morning. And they arrive at those churches at 6 o'clock in the evening. And then volunteers from the churches provide them with their evening meal. And then they take their Sunday school classrooms and turn them into bedrooms for the week. And then there's volunteers as well that spend the night there with them at the church. And then they leave the church at 6 o'clock, 7 o'clock in the morning, and come back over to our day center on Main Street.
So as you mentioned, many of the churches in our community have been closed because of the COVID thing. Some are beginning to reopen, but their normal activities pretty much are non-existent except for Sundays.
Yes.
How are you handling? I mean, so you've got no place to put these people without those dozen churches, right?
Correct. So normally we're able to help four families at a time in that church rotation program. We did have a second program called Fresh Start that was to help married couples, and we were fortunate to have a duplex here in Rock Hill that we use to house those couples. Since COVID occurred, we have now been using that duplex to house our families with children. So we've been normal years, we could help six families at a time. There would be two in the duplex and four over at the churches. Now we've had to go down to only being able to help two families at a time. So COVID has significantly impacted the services we've been able to provide.
So how big is the need? I mean, right now, today, you need to find a place for how many families to sleep?
Yes, I would say right now my waiting list, or callback list as we call it instead of a waiting list, is about 30 families deep. A lot of those families are either in hotels right now, or they are doubled up with family members sleeping on the floor or on their couches until we can find a solution for them and hopefully get them into the shelter. Unfortunately, there are also a lot of families that have been staying in their vehicle because they either have not come and spoken with us, or have been unable to find some solutions short term.
Shoo-wee. Tough times.
It is.
Tough times. And I'm sure that most of these people have got stories that pretty much could relate to anybody.
They're just like your family and my family.
They lost a spouse, or they lost a child, or lost a job, or whatever.
Right.
And the next thing you know, because they don't have anything to fall back on, that they find themselves knocking on your door for some help.
Exactly. And if you think about it, most of us, if you fall down into that hole, if you lost your income for 1 week, just one check, think of how long it would take you to then be able to replace that income if you didn't take on a second job and you just continued to maintain the income that you had before that illness. It's a lot easier to fall in that hole than it is to dig yourself back out. And once these families sometimes get in the habit of using hotels, they don't have any money left over out of their checks to then save up for security deposits to move into a place. So it's kind of like a never-ending cycle once they get to that place. And that's what we're trying to help them get out of. While they are with us, we really watch their budget and work with them on their budgeting skills. And one of the benefits of being in our program is that they have no expenses while they're with us. So they are able to save all of the money that they're earning for those 90 to 120 days that they're with us, and then they will have that security deposit, they'll have that first month's rent to move in, and hopefully they will not deplete all of their savings, and they'll have a little bit of savings to keep to the side so that if this happens again in the future, they'll be able to hopefully maintain their housing.
So when you say no expenses for up to 120 days, that's because they may be living in the church or living in the duplex.
Correct.
You cover groceries for them? I mean, what are you talking about?
Most of our families have food stamps. If they don't have food stamps, then we do help them with having their groceries there. We may go to, you know, teach them how to use food pantries. Sometimes they've never been to those to help with food, such as Pilgrim's Inn and Project Hope. But we do provide the food for the duplex if they don't have food stamps. But being that they're families and they're usually without a job, they qualify. And so they pay for their morning meals. And then the evenings that we do have our church rotation going, they're able to get their dinner at the church.
So with all this being said, your sources of funds are besides donations or what?
Yes, so we're very fortunate because of the setup of our program. Our budget is pretty low. It's at about $180,000 to $190,000 a year. We do get some federal funding through the ESG grant. We get some local grants through Springs Close Foundation, York Co-op, things such as that. Normal years, we hold fundraisers. We have a yard sale that we do twice a year, both in the spring and the fall when we're allowed to have them. And then we also do a gala in the fall. That is our main fundraiser for the year.
Right.
Our churches as well have us usually in their budgets, or they provide some type of funding as well for us to be able to operate.
So there's you. You're the full-time staff member. You got a couple of part-timers. Is that right?
I do. Lori Hoffman is our case manager, and she's part-time. And then we have Linda Miller, who goes by Lou, and she is our part-time. We call her a support staff, but she does a lot of things to support the agency. She does all of our volunteer recruitment and our donations and keeps the center running and clean for us.
So I want you to give me a success story. Some family that came in for help, mm-hmm. and because of what you were able to do, you saw them get back up on their feet and get back into a normal life. Can you tell me a story like that?
So one of the ones that sticks in my head the most is a mom that we had come, and she had two children. One was a year and a half old, and one was 10 years old. And this particular family, the 10-year-old had never had a bedroom of her own. Her whole life, her mom had struggled and had gone from family member to family member, staying with them for as long as they would let them stay. And then, you know, once they wore out their welcome there or something would occur, they would have to leave. And finally, the mom came to us and wanted our help in helping her get out of this situation where she was just constantly not able to get on her feet on her own. She came to our shelter. She was able to find sustainable employment that was able to help her to be able to pay her rent, where she could afford some rent at an actually she moved into a trailer. And so we helped them get into that trailer. After about 90 days, mom learned some parenting skills while she was with us on how to deal with different stressors in her life. And so she got her employment. She saved up her money. We were able to help her with finding a trailer. And she has been in that trailer now for over a year. And that 10-year-old child finally had a bedroom of her own.
Right.
We helped with the furniture. We get a lot of donations of furniture and items for homes that we then pass on to our families. So we helped her with being able to furnish that home. And now, as I said, that 10-year-old, she has a bedroom of her own that she actually knows that when she gets out of school, she has someplace to go in the afternoons instead of wondering if she's going to be at this relative's house or mom's friend over here.
So that makes it all worthwhile when you get a success story like that.
It does, yes.
Okay, we're going to go ahead and take our mid-program break. Remind everybody that you are listening to Straight Talk, live from Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop, presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Our thanks to our co-sponsor today, Comporium, your friendly neighborhood tech giant. Good Pharmacy is with us, your hometown pharmacy, Ebenezer Road at Camden Avenue in Rock Hill. And, of course, fresh subs and salads prepared right before your eyes 7 days a week here at Substation 2. The magical formula we do every time is pretty simple. We're going to say it together at three. One, two, three. Slice, slice, slice. Slice. Slice.
Garden, 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 garden.
Back after these words.
If it's 12:30, it's Straight Talk on WRHI.
Wow, have things changed over the last year? This is Charlie Ruffalo. We're thankful for all your support through this situation, but we've come to a crossroad. Starting immediately, we will close on Sundays. This will allow us time to perform necessary maintenance and deep cleaning, and also give us time to prepare for the week to come. But we're still willing to do caterings for special events on Sundays. We apologize for any inconvenience this may cause, but remember, we're still open Monday to Saturday. So come enjoy the best subs and salads in town. Substation 2, Cherry Road, across from Winthrop.
Have you been personally managing your investment account? Are you happy with your results? Maybe you should consider hiring a genuine money manager. If you have $100,000 or more, call the professionals at Anderson Griggs Investments and see how they can help you. Anderson Griggs, 324-5044, or online at andersongriggs.com.
Your health care can't wait. Piedmont Medical Center has a full-service ER ready to accommodate any health care need. This is Dr. Karen Jenkins, Medical Director of the Emergency Department at Piedmont Medical Center. From trauma care to imaging and lab services, we offer high-quality care with board-certified physicians. Don't delay in an emergency. Count on us to be here for you 24/7, 365 days a year. Learn more about Piedmont Medical Center's emergency room and check in online at mypmc.com/ER check-in.
These days, there are plenty of ways to stay connected to the internet. Laptops, phones, tablets, games, you name it. But the more devices you use in your home, the tougher it is to get a strong, consistent Wi-Fi signal. Comporium's premium Wi-Fi kit adds multiple Wi-Fi access points throughout your home, eliminating dead zones and interference, while spreading your signal more evenly, so you can enjoy a better online experience. Right now, get our premium Wi-Fi for only $9.99 per month. Premium Wi-Fi from Comporium. Connect your whole home.
Save on your monthly mortgage payment with a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage from Founders Federal Credit Union. Take advantage of low rates while they're still around, and you'll also have no private mortgage insurance costs. The application process is easy, and your mortgage is serviced completely by Founders and always stays with us. Relax, you're home. For more, visit foundersfcu.com/30. Membership qualification required. Credit evaluation, underwriting requirements, terms and conditions apply. Institutions, NMLS identifier number 410646.
Water, fire, mold, and storms cause property damage every day. When it happens to you, it's no time for second best. That's why insurance professionals trust the locally owned and family-run Paul Davis Restoration of Rock Hill. This is Gina Rogers. Paul Davis is committed to providing extraordinary care while serving our neighbors in their time of need. Our team is highly qualified and trained to handle each situation with care and professionalism. When disaster strikes, call Paul Davis. We are here to help. 329-1140 or pauldavisrockhill.com.
Straight Talk continues now on WRHI. Brought to you by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders.
And back we are here at Substation 2. Cherry Road across from Winthrop. Leslie Starnes is with us. She directs Family Promise of York County, which is located right down the street from Broadcast House. And they're all about trying to get families back up on their feet and get a roof over their head. All right. You've done this job long enough. You've been associated with this problem long enough. What do you see? I mean, what is the chatter that you and your peers have about how to come up with a solution to try to put yourself out of business, essentially?
The biggest solution is affordable housing. We need housing that families and individuals can afford. In 2009, the median home price for the United States was $188,000. In 2021, it was $303,000 to purchase a home. That's a 61% increase. For rent, it's also increased a lot. It's a 58% increase for that. So back in 2009, your average rent was about $886. Now it's $1,400. But the thing that hasn't changed is minimum wage. And minimum wage is still at $7.25. So we have to increase the amount of money that our wage earners are able to make on a 40-hour week, and at the same time ease some of this burden of the cost of living and renting their houses.
Well, it's interesting you bring that up, because there's a big national debate about going to a $15 minimum wage.
Yes.
It hasn't happened. I'm not sure it is going to happen, but there's a lot of employers, most employers that I'm familiar with, are paying a lot more than $7.25 an hour. But your point is well taken. If people had the education and support system so they could be trained to get a better type of job, then $15 would be a reasonable expectation, right?
Hopefully so. A lot of our landlords want their tenants to be making three times the rent. So if you're looking at a $1,400 rental, they're wanting to see that you're making $4,200 a month. Well, that's over $1,000 a week. At 40 hours a week, that's over $20 an hour. So 15 is a great leap from where we're at. But to see our families be able to thrive and be able to put some aside for savings for rainy days, we need to do better than even that.
I mentioned to you before we went on the show that I do a weekly series with Jay Reinhart from Reinhart Realty, which is airing on Thursdays, called We're Bigger Than You Think. And it's one of the topics that we discussed the last few weeks has been this whole issue of affordable housing. Mm-hmm. That just because of the very scenario that you pointed out, people have these large rents that they have to pay. They have to scrape together everything to pay the rent, which is well more than 30% of their income. Mm-hmm. So they can hardly afford to pay the bills that they have on top of the rent, and be able to put any money aside for a down payment is almost impossible. And at the meantime, the prices of houses are going up. I mean, it's just a catch-22 if there ever was one.
It is.
So that gets back to this whole discussion about how can we build a house or a community of homes that people can afford. Mm-hmm. We've heard this discussion time and time again just here in Rock Hill about tiny homes. We've all seen, you know, the various TV programs that talk about tiny homes and how they work. It seems to me at some point that somebody's going to have to look at this seriously and say, you know what? We need to figure out where we could put a community of tiny homes. Give it a try. Let's build 10 or 12 of these things, see what happens, and set it up with all the zoning stuff that's necessary. Because otherwise, this problem is just going to get bigger and bigger and bigger as our population continues to grow.
It is.
So I know that you serve on what they call CASH, the Catawba Area Coalition for Homeless.
Yes.
Right? Do they ever talk about something like this?
We do, and I do believe that the city is working on trying to come up with some solutions, but it's going to take the work of a lot of us. You know, CASH advocates for affordable housing in the area. There's probably about 20 to 25 different agencies that work with the homeless population that are members of CASH, and we all want to advocate for whatever solutions we can come up with for this issue, whether it be affordable housing and rentals that are already existent or through the building of tiny home communities. That in itself would help a lot of our individuals and families.
CASH has been a group that's been meeting for what, 10 years or more?
It's been at least 10 years.
Maybe it's 15.
Since I started at Family Promise in 2006, CASH was around. So
I don't know. I guess it's gotten to the point. I keep hearing about this and hearing about this, and I love what the Habitat for Humanity is doing, which is great.
Yes.
But even at that scale, it may be a little bit too much for somebody who is making minimum wage.
Mm-hmm.
It just seems to me that and this is my opinion, nobody else's, that somebody like CASH, it represents whatever, two dozen different types of agencies, all serving the same type of clientele, might go to, let's say, the Rock Hill City Council and say, guys and ladies, we're at a point now where this problem can't be solved by some rental assistance here and some rental assistance. We've got to come up with some more permanent solution. Because I think we all know if you put a roof over somebody's head, and they can afford to pay for it, it can change their life almost immediately rather than bumping from one hotel room to another hotel room.
Mm-hmm.
So
most definitely will. And I think advocacy is a major part of that. We as a community need to work together to try to come up with solutions that'll work for everyone. CASH needs to lead the way in that, I do believe.
Well, good. When you have your next CASH meeting, you can tell everybody to tune to the second portion of the program. And you could all hear that together.
Yes.
And say, what do you think? How can we do this?
Right. Most definitely.
All right. Well, Leslie, we've gone through a half an hour. How about that? You didn't think you'd ever make it, did you?
I was wondering.
You did fine. So if anybody wants to find out more about Family Promise, you have a website they can go to?
We do. It's familypromiseyc.org.
Okay.
And we have information on there about all of our programs, the new programs we're doing since COVID.
Right.
They also can call our offices at 329-2456.
Okay.
And we'd be happy to give anybody a tour or talk to them more about how they can become involved.
All right. Leslie Starnes, our guest this afternoon on our Straight Talk program, live from Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop, presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Our thanks to our co-sponsor today, Comporium, your friendly neighborhood tech giant. All right, gang, fresh subs.
And it's Manning Kimmel's birthday today, so we're going to sing him happy birthday.
Geez.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.
Oh, my.
Happy birthday, dear Manning. Happy birthday to you.
Well, you know what they say, my friends are killing me, right? Okay. And if you are dyslexic, my age today is 37. All right, so that's going to wrap up our Straight Talk program with all the frivolity. And we hope that you'll come in for a fresh sub or salad any day of the week. And we'll see you on the radio tomorrow. Bye.
WRHI Rock Hill.
Make Good Pharmacy of Rock Hill part of your family's health team. Camden Avenue at Ebenezer Road.